Residents of Eagle haven't been idle, waiting for help from the federal government, since just a few days after last month's devastating flood and ice crush, the people of this small community have quickly organized and started helping each other. As in many rural Alaska villages, the school often doubles as a community gathering place. For Eagle, it's become a place to get food, water, clothing, and other supplies.
We've gone from emergency food and shelter, and now we're trying to start getting supplies for cleanup.
Cynthia Goins supervises the distribution of donations to Eagle residents. She says people are assessing their loss and figuring out how to rebuild, but things will never be the same.
It's going to be a whole new town. My home is high on a hill, and my home is fine. But it feels like the disaster happened to me because so many people that I love lost everything they have. And we will rebuild, and we will all be fine. And hopefully we'll all be closer, but we're a pretty close-knit community anyway.
Even weeks later, tears are close to the surface for many of Eagle's residents. Stacy Paré is a city councilor and the Eagle School cook. She and others have been preparing three meals a day at the school for displaced residents for more than a month. She lost her home and said the Genie subdivision, the area that was hardest hit, is what residents now call Ground Zero. In the kitchen preparing lunch, she talks about looking through the mud and ice for her things and finding a makeshift memorial.
There was a flag and a plaque that said Ground Zero, gave the date, and leaning against it was a driftwood angel that my mother had made. And somebody had obviously set that all up. We have been able to find bits and pieces of things, but so much of it is just destroyed or just like we can't find it. It's just so mixed and jumbled in with ice, and all of our neighbor's stuff is all strewed together in one big stew pot.
She says the noise of crashing and booming ice the night of the flood was terrifying as she scrambled to escape the frigid rising water.
We had some time to go back in and to try to look at your walls and your things and try to decide in a rush what to grab and what's important. Was one of the hardest things that I ever had to do.
Mark Malcolm grew up in Eagle. He is the father of two small sons and says when the worst of the flooding and ice began inundating the town, he had secured his young family with friends, but was nearly swept away when he tried to get home to rescue one of his dogs. He had to ditch the bike he was riding and run hard to stay ahead of the water until he reached high ground at the airstrip.
I seen a little bit of high ground up there, and I'm thinking, oh God, it's the airport. So I tailed it up there, and I was like, oh, the airport, yes, yes. I was never so happy to see high ground. I was just up there just hopping up and down, screaming and yelling, you know, I made it, I beat you, I made it, I beat you. And I'm thinking, oh, no, my family, they don't know where I'm at. I start walking down the airport, you know, as fast as I can because I'm just tired out from running through the woods. And there was a spot along the stretch that this guy had cleared out with a bunch of equipment. And when I looked over there like this, I could see it, and I seen ice, white ice, right there in the road. And I'm thinking that, man, if I would have stayed back in that spot back there a couple minutes longer, that ice would have came right over that riverbank and got me. And I'm still traumatized a little bit today about it. You know, it's just something that it's going to take a while for me to get over.
Malcolm was reunited with his dog, and his family remained safe. But he says the emotional impact is still close, as evidenced in a drawing his young son made for him.
And it was a picture of the shop kind of pushed up against this treehouse. And over here you could see how he'd drawn ice. And it was just, you know, the destruction that he had seen after it was all done. And at the bottom of it, it said, sorry, Mom and Dad. It just broke my heart because, you know, he's 5 years old and he draws this picture for us. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Multi-ton chunks of melting ice still litter the area where the old village of Eagle used to be. The scene looks like a war zone. For 300 yards inland from the banks of the Yukon, and for a two-mile stretch, the area is a muddy jumble of uprooted trees, fuel tanks, overturned vehicles, and crushed homes. Village Public Safety Officer Tim Bocaz says once the water was about 5 feet above the shoreline, the ice started its terrible work.
There was a basketball court right back here, and the basketball hoops are 10 foot off the cement, and they were totally submerged.
Nearby, crews worked to stabilize the tundra mats that comprise the temporary road from the old community to the new village site. Artem Rupert is with the Alaska Department of Transportation. Rupert says the new road that was pushed through after Mission Road was blocked will aid residents as they work to salvage what they can.
So people will have 24-hour access from Eagle to New Village, going back and forth. As far as next phase of clearing debris from Mission Road, I anticipate work might be completed by very early July.
Back at the school, retired principal Terry McMullen says the psyche of Eagle residents has taken a terrible blow. He echoes what others say about the close relationships in the community and how all will work together. But he worries that even though there will now be federal aid, government programs take time, and that's a fleeting commodity in the north.
One thing about it, you know, it's June, and, you know, September is right around the corner, and that's when, you know, we might get into October with some decent weather to work, but that's it. And so, you know, I mean, people are looking and knowing that. And if, you know, whether if people have the wherewithal to rebuild their homes, some guys are just going to have to take apart what they've had and start from scratch and build again. Now, whether that's going to happen by the winter or not, you know, there's people looking at other options now that never had to do that before.